This recording, Saudi Arabia 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas in honor of Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Berry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted, distracted of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a sport private practice in North Square near the Duck Street Tour. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of boarded, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her cat and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a ghost waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy ghost began to strut around the office like lunatic, which made uncertainty miss. The ghost's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was a strong and a huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the ghost's lower back with her palm, then singing a tinny to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the ghost began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold into Comma and give her a relaxing bath. When Sarah had managed the bath, the ghost, she wiped her off with a cloth and led her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the fit. The squints almost immediately. She remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either four or six times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Okay, I born in Saudi Arabia, Dammam city. It's the most important religion in my country because, like, we pray five times per day, okay, and like all the rule depend to the religion. Like if you steal more than time, like the judge will told to, like will give you a judge to cut your hand. For them, oh my, I don't know. Like no, like for honest, USA have different culture, and they want to learn different culture, become Because if I go to my country, I want like told my children, told people, I get this experience, I did this, I didn't do this.